KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Authorities say a Western Iowa woman who worked for the Child Saving Institute in Omaha has been accused of having sex with a teenage boy who was staying at the institute's shelter. Douglas County, Nebraska prosecutor Brenda Beadle said 23-year-old Hannah Dickerson of Neola will be charged today with sexual abuse of a dependent. The boy is a ward of the state who turned 17 in July. He said in an August interview that he and Dickerson engaged in sex several times in July and August of last year. An institute spokeswoman has declined to describe Dickerson's job duties, but Dickerson is no longer employed there. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 18-year-old Heaven Marie Jordan of Creston had been arrested Wednesday morning in Afton. She was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for assault. Jordan was later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. The Iowa State Patrol said yesterday one person died during an accident that occurred Wednesday afternoon in Sac County. The accident happened around just after 12 noon at 12:06 when a 2007 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 77-year-old Dennis Paul Gosh of Sac City stopped at the intersection of Rolfe Avenue and Highway 20, but then proceeded into the intersection where his pickup was struck on the driver's side by a 2009 Peterbilt semi. The semi was driven by 61-year-old Robert Brown of Chiron. The impact pushed the pickup into the median. Gosh died at the scene. Brown was not injured. Both men were wearing their seatbelts. The Dallas County Sheriff's Office yesterday released additional information with regard to an accident that happened Wednesday afternoon near Redfield. Officials say Danielle Walls of Dexter was driving a van with her two children inside when she lost control of the vehicle, which then entered a ditch and struck several trees and shrubs. The crash was reported at around 4 p.m. It happened on 310th Street, about a mile west of Redfield. All the injured were transported to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines by Dallas County EMS. Damage to the van was estimated at $10,000. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a man from Cass County was arrested Wednesday afternoon. 30-year-old Jacob William Earl Doffner of Griswold was arrested for driving while license denied or revoked. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop in Trainer. A man from Carson was arrested at around 12:30 a.m. on Thursday following a traffic stop for speeding 82 in a 55 zone. The Sheriff's Office said yesterday 28-year-old Jared Tyler Heiser was driving his vehicle near the intersection of Highway 59 and Chestnut Road when he was pulled over. Heiser was subsequently arrested for OWI first offense after displaying clues of impairment. And a man from Council Bluffs was arrested for OWI first after he was found walking in the 23,000 block of Highway 92 at around 3:20 a.m. Thursday. An investigation determined 26-year-old Nathan Daniel Cantor was walking away from a motor vehicle accident. And the East Pottawatomie County Extension and Outreach and 4-H program are offering STEM Kids after-school programs on Wednesdays beginning in February from 3 until 4:30 p.m. at the Carson Fire Station meeting room, and that is for all fourth-grade youth. The youth will spend the afternoon learning about science, technology, engineering, and math through hands-on activities, teamwork, and experiments. The program will cost $10 per youth to attend the four sessions, which will be held February 7th, the 14th, 21st, and 28th. All 4-H, fourth-grade youth interested in participating will be required to complete and submit a registration form available on the link found under this same story on the KJAN.com news page. Payment and health forms will be due to the East Pottawatomie County Extension Office by Monday, January 29th. STEM Kids registration will come on a first-come, first-served basis as spots are limited. The Cooking with Kids after-school program will be offered to fourth graders attending the AHSTW schools on Tuesdays during the month of March. Registration forms and additional information will be sent home with fourth grade students and available on the Extension website beginning in February. In the funeral announcements, Kenneth Twitt, age 90, of Adair, died Monday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kenneth Twitt will be held today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Charlotte Ann Holzer, age 81, of Westphalia, died Sunday at the Manila Manor. A mass of Christian burial for Charlotte Holzer will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joan Whitrock, age 80, of Manning, died Sunday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Joan Whitrock will be today at 11 o'clock at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Michael Atkinson, age 78, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at Caring Acres in Anita. Memorial services for Michael Atkinson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Milo Peterson, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Milo Peterson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Mrs. Jean Weiss, age 83, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Mrs. Jean Weiss will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Mary Alice O'Brien, age 79, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. A massive Christian burial for Mary O'Brien will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Elizabeth Bartles, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Elizabeth Bartles will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. Philip Harris, age 66, an Atlantic native, died January 12th in Edina, Minnesota. Funeral services for Phil Harris will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Luther Memorial Church in Madison, Wisconsin. Crest Funeral Home of Madison has the arrangements. Elsie Bays, age 94, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. A massive Christian burial for Elsie Bays will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Janice Joy Ferguson, age 77, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Janice Ferguson will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Rasmussen Bacon Funeral Home in Maxwell. There will also be a memorial service on January 27th at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Rasmussen Bacon Funeral Home of Maxwell has the arrangements. Carrie Hogue, age 67, of Harlan, died January 13th at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Carrie Hogue will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kathy Arterburn, age 58, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at the Cavanaugh House on 56th Street in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Kathy Arterburn will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church, with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. And John J. Joseph Dargan, age 70, of Avoca, died Thursday at his home. A memorial service for J. Dargan will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.